Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Yes, hi, Kenya. My name is Felicia Williams. I was calling because I received a $69.97 payment withdrawal from my account, and I'm trying to understand. First, I want it canceled, but then I would like to have my $69.97 deposited back to my account.
Okay, could I have your zip code, please?
19138.
Okay. And could you repeat your first and last name, please?
My first name is Felicia, and my last name is Williams.
Okay. And could it possibly be under Atika Williams?
Atisha Williams.
Atisha.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. That's me.
And is that T E C I A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you verify your mailing address just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information?
2066 Avenue, Apartment 2, Philadelphia, PA 19138.
Okay. Okay, so I see on March 20th, you got the smartwatch and earpods, which was $7.92.
Which I never got the smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like the amount of the watch was declined. So it looked like you were attempted to be charged the $5.97 for the shipping of the watch, but it was declined, and so that's why it wasn't sent to you. And so this charge that was 69, well, once you pay the shipping for those two items, well, for that the AirPods, that started a 14-day trial where you get to try the product for 14 days, then be billed the full amount for the product. So the $69.97 was the full amount for those earbuds. Now, it is just a one-time payment of the full amount for the earbuds. And
then how were they free?
Yes, ma'am. So it's only during the 14 days.
That's a catch. No, ma'am. Absolutely not. You all can send me a return label and I will send those earbuds back. But I would like my $69.97 deposited back to my account.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one quick moment. Thank you for being patient. I'm still here, and I understand that you want to return the earbuds, but I can offer you a 35% refund off that charge.
You can have the earphones back, period. I want my $69.97 put back on to my account. I didn't, I no. and then I didn't even receive the watch. No, I'm good. You can have this back.
Yes, ma'am. So, and I can go ahead and offer you a 50% refund, and you didn't receive the watch because the payment of the shipping of the watch didn't go through. And so that's why you didn't receive the watch. But I can offer you a 50% refund offset charge, and I'll be refunding you $34.99.
Why can't I get the $69.97 back?
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So, okay, bear with me one quick moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold really quickly. Okay, thank you for being patient. So, yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and refund you the full amount. We do have a $9.95 restocking fee.
Restocking?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean?
And so that's just the fee to restock the item that you received. And so I can go ahead and do this refund for you. I can do that for you right now. And I can go ahead and give you the address where to return the AirPods to.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me one quick moment.
I guess where I'm confused is if I'm sending you all the item back, why do I have to pay the $9.95 to return your item back? When you all sent me an email telling me this is something that that I won through Amazon, so that was a catch right there. And I'm reading the comments. Oh yeah, I received my yada 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 on and on and on. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, maybe this is not a scam, to come to find out that it truly is.
Yes, ma'am. And it's not a scam, but there is a $9.99 restocking fee.
Restocking of what? Because you're getting your item back. So I'm not understanding what the restocking would be.
Yes, ma'am, but if the item is used, then we're not going to keep it on the shelf.
But how do you know they're used? How do you know they're not in the same shipping that it came in?
Yes, ma'am. Bear with me a few more moments. Okay, so I can go ahead and do that for a refund for you. Bear with me one quick moment. Okay, so I did do your full refund for you. That should be in your account. Well, it can take sometimes in between 3 to 5 business days. And so I would say no longer than Friday, those funds should be in your account, or it may be showing in the account later today. And so I can go ahead and give you this address where to return those earbuds and let me know when you're ready and I can call it out to you.
And one moment, please. I'm ready.
Okay, so that's 105 Sarah's Way. So that's S as in Sam, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, A as in Apple. Then there's a space, way, W as in walnuts, A as in apple, Y. And then there's a space and it's the pound symbol. 178. Another space, Milpitas, M as in Mary, I, L as in Larry, P as in Peter, I, T as in turtle, A as in apple, S as in Sam. And then California, but you can just put CA if you want to, and also that zip code was 95035.
So I don't get a shipping. I don't. This. I will have to pay for it to be sent back, is what you're basically telling.
Yes, ma'am.
This is crappy. And what do you all need for me to know that you all received it?
Well, you've
Like,
already
how would I
received
know?
the full refund. So, I would just, if you would like to give us a call back with the tracking number, just so we can verify that it has been returned, we could do that.
Well, where, how, I'm not, where, how would I get the tracking number? I, 'cause can I send it through regular mail?
Yes, ma'am. You would get a tracking number for them as well, or from them when you're sending it out.
So why can't you all send me a label?
Yes, ma'am. So, 'cause if you want to return the product, you would be responsible for returning it.
Again, this is, and I don't, I don't want to be angry with you because you had nothing to do with what was being ordered, but I'm very frustrated because what was presented to me is not what I'm understanding. I understand about the, you know, you said that I was not able to receive the watch because the payment didn't go through, which I don't understand why that happened either, but I guess that I was dodging the bullet. But as far as, you know, I thank you for allowing me for you to actually put the money back on my account, but I still feel like I'm being penalized for something that I had no clue to. Because initially, you know, I'm thinking by me placing orders with Amazon that this is completely free.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm finding out that you all are, you know, charging the $69.97 for the AirPods, I would not spend $69.97 for the AirPods when I know that I can get them free by placing orders with other things through my job. So I would never pay the $60. I wouldn't pay $70 for these AirPods. They're not even worth it to me. But now you're asking me to pay shipping and handling to send it back, which probably is like $20-something dollars. Why should I have to pay that when, again, I don't want to be mean to you. You know, I just don't think it's fair to me to have to pay anything for me to have these AirPods. That's just not fair to me.
Yes, ma'am. And so I can check to see if we can send you a shipping label. Bear with me one moment. Okay, thank you for being patient. So you may have to pay the shipping if you're returning it through the post office, but we won't be able to send out a shipping label.
So if I use something else, would you be able to do it?
Well, no, ma'am.
Where do you ship to? This is crazy. $70 for some AirPods. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for the inconvenience.
Yeah, it's a real inconvenience. It really is. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me.